USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home sales in August fell for the seventh straight month, and prices dropped from the prior month. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. This as the Fed Reserve is raising interest rates by 0.75 percentage point and signaled further large rises are likely as it combats inflation that remains near a 40-year high. A hurricane is continuing to move slowly north after creating a path of destruction in the Caribbean.
Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the islands with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in triggering overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of Wednesday morning, 1,091,000 homes in Puerto Rico are still without power. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
An election transparency bill called the Disclose Act will be getting a vote in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the bill will go against Americans' First Amendment rights.
The Democratic leader set up a vote to erode the First Amendment and make political speech more difficult. Instead of trying to address the root causes of their unpopularity, Democrats are attacking the American people's ability to speak out against them.
New York's Attorney General filed a civil fraud lawsuit against former President Donald Trump, his company, and its leadership following a three-year investigation into whether the Trump Organization falsely valued assets for economic gain. Reacting to the lawsuit, former AG Bill Barr.
It's hard for me not to conclude it's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump, which I think is a tremendous abuse of office to go headhunting and targeting individuals.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New York Attorney General Alita James is filing a lawsuit against former President Trump, his children, and his company over fraud claims. After rejecting an offer from Trump's lawyers to settle her civil probe of the Trump Organization, James announces the lawsuit and asks the company to pay up.
We are barring him from entering into any commercial real estate transactions for 5 years. We are barring Mr. Trump and the organization from applying for any loans for 5 years, just for 5 years, requiring him to repay the financial benefits of $250 million.
After not doing a one-on-one sit-down interview in months, the president is forced to clarify his comments.
President Biden backtracked on Tuesday and worked to clarify his comments on 60 Minutes this week, where he stated the coronavirus pandemic, quote, is over, unquote. Biden attended a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City ahead of his speech on Wednesday to the United Nations General Assembly. Biden acknowledged he was criticized for the remarks, but added, quote, it's basically not where it was, unquote. Biden also encouraged those in attendance to get their booster shots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thursday night football heads to Cleveland, where the Browns will host the Pittsburgh Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.